And I saw another mighty angel coming down from heaven, clothed with a cloud, and with the rainbow over his head. And his face was like the sun, and his legs like pillars of fire. And in his hand he had a little scroll that had been opened. And he put his right foot on the sea, and the left on the land, and cried out with a loud voice, like a lion roaring. And when he cried out, the voices of the seven thunders spoke. And when the seven thunders spoke, I was about to write, and I heard a voice from heaven saying, "Seal what the seven thunders spoke, and do not write it." And the angel whom I saw standing on the sea and on the land raised his right hand to heaven and swore by the one living for ever and ever, who created heaven and the things in it, and the earth and the things in it, and the sea and the things in it, that there shall be no more time, but in the days of the sound of the seventh angel, by the time he is going to blow, also will have been fulfilled the mystery of God, as he announced to his servants the prophets. And the voice which I heard from heaven was again speaking to me, and saying, "Go, take the open scroll which is in the hand of the angel standing on the sea and on the land." And I went towards the angel, telling him to give me the little scroll. And he says to me, "Take and eat it, and it will make your stomach bitter, but in your mouth it will be as sweet as honey." And I took the little scroll from the hand of the angel and ate it, and in my mouth it was as sweet as honey. And when I swallowed it, my stomach was made bitter. And they say to me, "You must prophesy again about many races and nations and tongues and rulers."